Amen. Y'all can be seated for just a moment. I want to keep you standing. And what a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord with God's people. And I don't know about you, but there's no other place I'd rather be than in His house. Man, and what a service we had last night. And I give honor to Bryant, whom I've shared this pulpit for this meeting. And we heard from God last night. Amen. That was confirmed with these altars. Lives being changed. Lives being changed. Man, and I just want to say thank you to Pastor Crosswhite and Pastor Martinez and Elder Metlin for supporting this meeting. And I want to give honor to all of the ministry. And Brother Rainey was able to be at his installation service. That's been some time back. It's good to see you again, my brother. And my good friend, Brother Putman. I love you. And known him for a long time. And it was a year ago this past June, we got to preach a camp together. And we had a good time. And the bonds that you make when you do a deal like that and spend time together. I love you and honor you. Man, good to see you, Brother Caleb. And if y'all, anybody needs any sound work done in your church, I've preached in a few churches that have a sound system from Brother Putman. He does a good job. So if you need any sound work, you can see him. It's good to have my family with me tonight, my wife and my children. I love them very much. I would not want to travel without them. I'm grateful for them. And are you ready for the word of the Lord? Man, I come to you under a heavy burden here tonight. The only thing I know to do is obey the Lord, submit myself to Him, and give to you what God has given to me. And I have prayed and fasted as I always would do. And the last 24 or 36 hours, I've wrestled with the adversary. But I'm going to tell you, when you set your mind to it, you can come out on top. Sometimes people will come against you. Situations will come against you. Sometimes it's just life. Sometimes it's just you're in a battle, a spiritual battle. But you know, there are times I find that God uses those moments to speak to you, to work on you. And if you would stand for the reading of the word of the Lord. Man, I understand the events of the evening. I've been a young person. I still love to play basketball. I still enjoy having a good time. But if you'll give me a little bit of time and some undivided attention, I'll give you plenty of time. What do you say we make a deal? Man, you say amen, I'll know you got what I said, and I won't have to say it two or three times. But if you don't say amen, I might just have to keep on saying it. So just shout out an amen every once in a while. I know you're picking up what I'm putting down, and we'll just keep on trucking. I believe somebody can leave here different tonight. I believe God wants to build on some things that were accomplished in this house last night. Ecclesiastes 3, verse number 1. If I could have one of you young men, I set a bow case right over here. Would you bring it out here? Open it up for me. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. It's on the downside of the platform there. Do I have your attention? We'll figure all that out in a minute. Just set it down there, brother. Amen. Somebody asked me when I brought that in tonight, they said, are you hunting? I said, I'm going to do a whole lot more than go hunting. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, to everything there is a season. There's a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant. Time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, time to heal, time to break down, a time to build up, time to weep, time to laugh, to mourn, and to dance. Time to cast away stones, as well as a time to gather them together. Time to embrace, time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. Time to rend, time to sow. Time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. Time of war, and a time of peace. And it's going to sound strange, but if you just ride the river with me for a little bit, it'll make more sense in a little while. But I want to draw your attention to Ecclesiastes 3:3, where it says there is a time to kill. And I'm going to preach for just a little while here tonight, a time to kill. Just ride with me for a little while, and I'll give to you what God has given to me, a time to kill. God, I'm asking you for your help. Help me tonight. God, I know you've spoke to me. God, I know, God, that you've given me your word. You've placed it in my heart. You've burned it and etched it into my spirit, God. God, would you move in this house tonight? Would you let your glory fall in this place, God, in a mighty way? God, would you move, God, and help lives that are here, honest hearts that are here that want to make it to heaven, God. Lord, would you anoint these feeble lips of clay and move on us, God, here tonight, God. Let us hear your word. Let our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word, God. As you minister in this place, God, let your anointing settle on every heart and every life, God. We thank you for it and we praise you for it. God, we magnify you for it. Can you put your hands together and lift up your voice and give thanksgiving unto the Lord? Man, you can be seated in Jesus' name. I love the church. I love God's people. I love being a part of the church. I'm a fourth generation apostolic Pentecostal, and I'm grateful for my heritage. My son being a fifth generation apostolic, I'm going to tell you, I love the church. Oh, I love this precious truth. Oh, I'm going to tell you, if you've come tonight to talk bad about the church, don't come talk bad about the church to me. I love the church. Oh, if you've come to talk bad about the man of God or your pastor or my pastor, you better go somewhere else, because I love the church. I love the man of God. I love those that give their life for this gospel. Oh, I've come to testify on behalf of this great truth here tonight in your hearing. Man, I love the songs we sing. Oh, yeah, there's some people even trying to do away with the old red hymnal. I'm going to tell you, as long as I'm around, we're still going to turn to some good pages in this old hymnal, where there's still some good old-fashioned songs that talk about the blood of Jesus. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it still takes the blood of Jesus to wash away your sin. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it still takes repentance at an old-fashioned altar. Oh, I've come to testify on behalf of the church. If you're not a part of the church, this is the greatest place you can ever be. I'm going to tell you, young people, get behind your man of God. Fall in love with your man of God. I'm going to tell you, in a world where young people are setting leadership aside and they don't want to hear nobody tell them what to do, I want a man of God that'll still get up and preach what... Oh, man, And I like the new songs too. Amen. So nobody gets the wrong idea. Amen. But I love the songs of the church. I'm going to tell you, I love our worship. Don't you change our worship. Oh, I remember when people would roll in the floor. I remember when people, amen, they'd run the aisles, walk the backs of the pew. That's how we worship. That's how we praise. Oh, don't change the way we have church. Don't change the way we worship our God. Oh, I just want it like it's always been. It was good enough for my granddaddy, and it's good enough for me. I'm going to tell you this. I love our holiness. I'm going to tell you what, young ladies, don't you hang your head in shame when you walk in the stores. Lift your head up. People are going to look at you. People are going to, they're going to up and down, up and down. That's all right. You're different. I'm going to tell you what, you're a child of the King. You're royalty. Royalty dresses different. Royalty looks different. Oh, don't you try to change our separation. I don't want to look like the world. I'm going to tell you, the world's getting darker, but our light is shining brighter. It may be the last days, but our greatest revivals are right here under our feet. I'm going to tell some young person here tonight, you may be struggling with depression. You may be struggling with a spirit of suicide. You may be struggling with anxiety. I'm going to tell you, the doctors aren't going to help you the way that God can help you. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I still love the elders. Elder Mellon, when you got up there and started testifying, I told him you should have just preached. I love to hear the elders preach. I love to hear him tell the stories, Brother Putman, of where God brought the church from and how God blessed the church. He's still doing it today. I said he's still doing it today. He can still open blinded eyes. I said he can still open blinded eyes. They went to that one young man and they said, hey, what in the world happened? Who was that that touched you? Who is that man? What was going on? He said, I don't know. I can't tell you. Only thing I know is I was blind and now I see. You know what? I love a new convert because they'll say, I can't explain it all to you, but all I know is I was blind and now I see. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll sit down with a lawyer. I'll sit down with a judge. I'll sit down with the governor. This gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, I'm going to tell you what, Brother Brian. You can preach a 30-day revival and every night get up and turn to Acts 2:38 and I'll be excited to hear Acts 2:38. And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you what, there's people going to churches, they're walking in looking for hope, they're walking in looking for change, and they're leaving no different than they came, because somebody stopped preaching repentance. Repentance is the greatest gift you've ever been given. A
murderer can bring his old identity and lay it at an altar. And Jesus said, cast it on me. I'll take that from you. I'm going to tell you, it's a place where you can come and surrender yourself to God. Amen. Amen. I still believe in baptism in Jesus' name. I'm going to tell you what. You can be seated. I don't own one. But I'll go buy you a brand new. If you're a diesel guy, I'll buy you a brand new King Ranch, whatever you want. If you're an electric guy, I'll buy you a brand new Tesla. But if you can show to me where anybody was ever baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or if you can find the Trinity in the Word of God. I'm not talking about some newfangled Bible that somebody's wrote and rewritten. I'm talking about the Word of God that was founded and established. There's only one way anybody was ever baptized, and that's in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. Oh, we're people of the name of Jesus. You better believe it. We understand who He is. And you shout. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It don't matter who your mama is. It don't matter who your daddy is. It don't matter where you came from. It don't matter what you look like. It's a gift that is freely given. And you shall receive power. How can the drug addict live free from drugs? And ye shall receive power. How can the alcoholic live free from alcohol? And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I said, I love this gospel. Don't change the church. Don't change the message. Along with, you can be seated. Man, I normally only preach about 30 minutes, but I can guarantee you I'm not going to be 30 minutes tonight. Man, I got to get through what God has given me. Man, I promise you I ain't never preached too long. Amen, but I'm going to tell you, along with what I love, there are some things I hate. I hate sin. Well, the response ain't there that the gospel got, but I hate sin. I don't hate the sinner, Brother Rainey, but I hate the sin. Because I see what it does to people. I see the restrictions that it puts on people. I see the pull and the condemnation that it puts on people. I'm going to tell you, somebody here tonight, you're going to encounter conviction. Let me tell you something. Conviction is the best friend you got. Conviction is what lets you know that God still loves you, and God's still calling you, and God's still drawing you. You better thank God for conviction. You better thank God for the pull from the pew. I hate the devil. I didn't come to you with candy stick preaching tonight. I'm going to start preaching here in a minute. But I hate the devil. I'm sick of the devil. Walking in the front door of our homes. And in the back doors of our churches. And laying his filthy hands on our babies. I'm going to tell you what, I know men, Brother Putman, that'll go to the firing range with their pistol, and they'll spend $100 and 2 hours honing in on a skill to keep an adversary from coming in their home, but they'll let the devil walk in the living room and take up room with their daughter. Oh, I hope this is not out of line. It's what God gave me. It's time for some men to rise up and be men in these last days. It's not on your pastor to do all the fighting. You ought to get in the fight with him. Satan, the blood of Jesus is still against you. I come to preach. There's a time to kill. I'm ready to kill some things that we've let live for too long. I'm so tired of seeing temporary victories. I want to see eliminated adversaries. I'm tired of temporary victories. I want to see eliminated adversaries. No, ma'am, whoever you were that asked me, I didn't come hunting, I come to kill. I'm going to tell you, I didn't come with an axe to grind with anybody in this house. I know very few of you. I come with a word from God and a vendetta against the adversary of the souls of men and women, of young people that are trying to live for God in an untoward generation. I'm going to tell you what. You talk. I don't know about you, brother, but you talk bad to my wife, or you talk bad to my babies, and there's something going to rise up in me. He was somewhere and a man started mouthing my mother-in-law. I stepped up to him. He's bigger than me. I didn't care. There was something rose up in me. I said, get out of here. Where did that go in the church? I refuse to let a service go by and the devil come in and steal our victory and steal our joy. There is a time to kill. Oh, God help me. I hate his ways. I said, I hate his ways. I hate his lies. Oh, I'm going to tell you, hey, man, there ought to be something rise up in us. The same way something rose up in us when the former president was potentially assassinated. Something kind of rose up in us. Why? Because we're Americans. Born with some blood. I don't know about you, Head of Crosswhite, but I've been born with some blood. I represent the gospel of Jesus Christ. I represent a risen Savior. And I've come to declare war on the adversary. I've come to declare war on the adversary. How's it going to happen? Romans 16 and 20 says, and the God of peace, he going to bruise Satan. Or other translations will say, he gonna crush Satan. But how's the God of peace gonna crush him? How's the God of peace gonna bruise him? Romans says, under your feet shortly. I'm gonna tell you, somebody in this house, you better be done with sin before sin finishes you off. You you stick around a snake long enough and you're going to get snake bit. You ought to put your heel on his head. There's a time to kill. I said there's a time to kill. I'm here to pull for some young person here tonight. There may only be one person. I'm going to tell you, you got some victory last night, but I want to see you overcome some things so you don't have to look over your shoulder. Samuel said unto Saul, Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people. He sent me to anoint you king over Israel. Now, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. I'm going to tell you what. When the man of God gets a word from God, whether it's on a Tuesday night Bible study, a Wednesday night Bible study, a Thursday night Bible study, a Sunday morning service, or a Sunday night, you better hear that word of God. Oh, I'm gonna rein it in. I just about took an exit. I don't have time to take you. Amen. I promise you, I just come tonight in the fear of the Lord. Amen. I got to help somebody here tonight with the Lord's help. He said, you hear me? Thus saith the Lord of hosts. I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how that he laid wait for him in the way. I remember how he laid wait in the back seat of that car. I remember how he did your daughter, how he did your sister. I remember. How he laid wait in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now I want you to go and smite Amalek. But I don't want you to just smite him. I want you to utterly destroy all that they have. You hear me? I said, spare them not. Brother Putman, there's a time to kill. He said, I don't want those spirits to live on. Oh, I'm paraphrasing. He said, now go and smite them, Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. I want you to slay the men, the women, the infant, the suckling, the ox, the sheep, the camel, and the ass. So it is time to kill. You hear me tonight? Now go and smite Amalek. And the Bible said, and Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive. He utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag. They let some of the best of the sheep. They let some of the oxen and the fatlings and the lambs. And all that was good, they would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they utterly destroyed. And the word of the Lord came to Samuel. He said, I said, there's a time to kill. You go down there and talk to Saul, and you find out what's going on. I find it funny when he walks up on the place and he comes to Saul. Saul reaches out and said, hey, I've done all the Lord commanded. I have obeyed all that. When somebody has to tell you they're a Christian, you probably better question whether they're a Christian. When somebody starts arguing their case that everything's all right, I'm going to tell you there might be something hiding in the corner. He said, well, what then is it that I hear some sheep bleating? What is it then I hear some cattle? He said, now I'm caught. What am I going to do? He said, I have sinned. He said, I have sinned before God. And Samuel said, hath the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Why? Because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Mama and daddy, when pastor talks to your children, you better get behind him, or you're going to teach them how to let rebellion rise up. And it's going to destroy their soul. Oh, I've come tonight to tell you, amen, there is a time to kill. Acts 13 and 22, you can stand or be seated, whatever you want to do. And when he had removed Saul, when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. No half-hearted yes sirs, but I'll do whatever you tell me to do. That was David carrying some cheese, carrying some bread. He rose up on an assignment to see his brothers that had been at war. And when he pulls up, he begins to hear something. He begins to hear the voice of a champion. He begins to hear the voice of one that is crying out. And when he walks up there, he don't see nobody around. Everybody's done hidden in the caves, hidden in the holes, hidden in the mountains. But there's a young man that ain't very big, and there's a young man who nobody really even knows about. But he understands there's a time to kill. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who is this voice that I hear crying out in 2024? I don't want to hear this voice. There are things that are driving our young people into hiding that if we don't conquer. If we don't conquer them. If we don't destroy them. See, to defeat is to win a victory. But to destroy is to eliminate the existence of something. There's some young people that came in this house last night and you defeated an adversary and you defeated a foe. But I'm going to tell you, there's one step you got to go further. You got to destroy that foul spirit out of your life. Oh, I've come to help somebody. I've come to help some young person. You've been thinking about backsliding. You've been thinking about giving into those spirits. I'm going to tell you, it's a time to kill. It's a time for something to rise up in you and say, I'm not living one more sleepless night. I'm not giving in to the portal one more time. David said, let me have it. They said, well, you first got to go to talk to Saul. He went in and talked to Saul. Saul said, well, what about it? He said, let me just tell you something. I was on the backside. My daddy's farm. I'm going to tell you what, young people, some of the best victories you'll ever have is when there ain't nobody else around. Brother Putman, I remember a time in my life when I was far away from God, and I can remember crawling up in the basement in the dark, and I can remember crying out my eyes saying, I'm not living like this anymore. David said, there came a lion, and there came a bear, and it took within its mouth one of my babies. He said, and I didn't pick up a rock and throw at it. I didn't yell at it and try to scare it. He said, I picked up and went after it. And I slew it. I didn't just knock it down. I held its lifeless carcass in my hands. Why? Because I wasn't going to lay another night wondering if it was coming back. I said, I'm done. He said, and the same God that met me in my bedroom. I'm going to tell you something. The valley is where real men and women are born. When you say, I don't care what anybody else does, I don't care if my brother... He was the one that numbered the sheep. He could have just doctored the books. And one lamb wouldn't have mattered to nobody. But it wasn't in his heart. Because he understood. There's a time to kill. Oh, there's some young lady. I don't know whose church you're from. I don't know your background. But I'm going to tell you, God sent me to tell you that you've got all it takes to defeat the adversary. Your mom and dad might not be in church. You might serve God all along, but God's here to help you in this valley. You're going to have to fight this one on your own. You ain't going to be able to fight with somebody else's stuff. You're going to have to do this out of your own heart, your own will, your own strength, and your own determination. I wish some mama in here would get so mad she'd claw the devil's eyeballs out tonight. I come to preach. It's a time to kill. I'm tired of one night revivals where somebody prays through on a Sunday and they fall back out on a Monday. I don't want to defeat it. I want to destroy it. He walked out in that valley. Hallelujah. And that big old Philistine said, what, my God? That you come to me, you ain't even got any weapons. I'm gonna tell you something. Me and my wife were at a church not too long ago back, and a man walked in the middle of the day. We'd been over to the church, and we just walked back to our trailer. I think I was in the church. I don't know. My wife was in the church. I don't remember. And a man came in, and a man had a spirit on him. Came in that, he said, I've been seeing things all over my house. I don't know what's going on, but God told me to come here. Middle of the day. The only people around, me and my wife. I see my wife out in the parking lot talking to some guy. I walk out and say, what's going on? There he is. I said, let's go to the church. I'm going to tell you what we did, Brother Putman. I didn't know what to tell him, so we just started to invoke the name of Jesus. started squirming. He started moving. He didn't need a track. He didn't need a 12-step program. He needed the name of Jesus. David said, you come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name. All I got is the name. Elder, when he turned and saw Goliath, you know what the Bible said he did? Same thing he did to the bear and the same thing he did to the lion. He went after him and the Bible said he ran. You don't intimidate me. I come to this valley with one option and one option alone. I'm not looking to defeat you. I come . Oh, I know our worship looks funny in a world of 2024. Don't make fun of my worship. I may not dance like the other young ladies, but I come to kill. And the Bible said that giant hit the ground. And you know what the hills did? The hills erupted like heaven does over one sinner that repents. I didn't come to knock you down. I didn't come to settle for defeat. I came to destroy. And he climbed up over that body and he drew his sword and he said, everybody here is going to see and know that we ain't got to look over our shoulder at this giant anymore. We ain't got to look over our shoulder. We're not settling for defeat, but we're going to go ahead and destroy an adversary. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm so tired. And saying, what happened to so-and-so? She was such a sweet kid. Preaching bells, right? Preaching bells. Come on, preach to us, go ahead. But she let a relationship live that wasn't in her best interest. She let a relationship live that her pastor said, I can't give you permission for that. And she thought, well, you just don't like him. No, you don't understand. He's going to destroy you. Devil, you get your hands off of my son. Devil, you get your hands off of my daughter. I will fight until I have no more fight in me. Oh, yes. I'm going to fight for your children. Yes. I don't even know your children. Hallelujah. But I know there's a time. You can be seated. I'll be done in a minute. I know I'm marked sometimes for who I am, but I don't apologize. I'm going to be what God called me to be. Yeah. I don't remember very many messages people preached that people said, I never heard that before. But I remember when holy men of God got up with anointing and preached me out of the clasp of hell. And I said, I wish he'd just give an altar call. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if they say, well, what's he been doing? I don't care. I'm walking into this valley and I'm going to slay a giant. I taught Sunday school for 18 years before I started evangelizing. You can be seated. I was teaching the teen class one Sunday. God spoke to me. Talk about pornography. I know it starts to get a little bit tight because that spirit doesn't like us to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you, we live in a world where you can't drive down the highway without a seductive billboard being presented in front of your children. Somebody better be bold enough to address the elephant in the room, or it's going to destroy the next generation. Brother Putman, there ain't nobody addicted to that stuff that wants to be addicted to it. God spoke to me. And at the end of that Sunday school lesson, my wife was in there. I said, I'm going to stay after Sunday school. And I'll stay as long as I got to stay. But if there's somebody in this room and you need help, I don't care if you wait till everybody's left the parking lot. I'm going to wait on you. You know why I was going to wait? Because God spoke to me. And in walked one of the best musicians that's ever played music. Amen, brother. I didn't tell him he was a dirty sinner. He already felt like a dirty sinner. I said, son, I'm going to do everything I can to help you. Joash went to Elisha. What do I do? Grab your boat, son. Grab your boat, son. Open the window. And Elisha put his hand. For the puppet, he said, this is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. He said, I'm fixing to just show you how to kill a giant. He's nigh unto death. He ain't going to live much longer. But he put his hand on him. And he said, now shoot the bow. And he shut the bow. And he said, there you go, son. Yeah. That bow down. He said, there you go, son. That's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. He said, now take the arrow. He said, and smite the ground until what was the name of the people? I got my notes. Somebody help me. Until who? The Syrians be destroyed. I said, son, I can help you overcome. I can teach you the tools you need, but it's going to be up to you whether you have the passion, the zeal, and the desire. But only three times, and he stayed. He said, now, because you only smoke three times, you're going to smite them. They ain't going to be destroyed. He said, I can teach you how to shoot a bow, but I can't give you the passion to kill. Young people, all the preaching in the world is only going to do you as much good as when you get the passion to say, I'm not going to stop. There's a time to kill. Come on, Dad, don't stop. Come on, Dad, don't stop. We're not coming out of this valley with defeat. We're only coming out when we've destroyed it. Can we lift our hands all over this house? Come on. Come on. Come on, music. Just give me a piano player or something. Come on. Come on, I wish there was some young lady. I wish there was some young lady that would grab these arrows and say, I'm not leaving an altar until I have victory. I wish there was some young man that would say, give me those arrows. I'm going to strike until it's dead. Come on, lift your hands all over this house. Come on, lift your hands all over this house. I'm tired of just smiting until they don't show up for a service or two. Oh, come on, somebody be sensitive to God in this place. Come on, let's bring our minds together. Some of you, your mind's already gone from this place, but somebody needs our help in this house. We might be here for one young man, we might be here for one young lady, but I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna pull in this thing until they get the victory they need to make it all the way to glory. Come on, you ought to help your brother. You ought to help your sister. I know it seems crazy. It was crazy when Joash did it, but there was something that it showed God. I'm gonna make it to heaven. Come on, gather around this altar. Come on, gather around this altar. But only come if you're serious. Come on, we need to build on what God did in this place last night. We need to build on some victories that started last night. I'm not going to be satisfied. Come to this valley to kill the very adversary that haunts my mind, the very adversary that haunts my soul. Come on, there's some young people reaching out in this house. Come on, that's it. Find somebody to help. Come on, parents. Come on, adults. Come on, gather in and find somebody. Somebody's hungry to make it. Somebody's hungry to make it.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing, I surrender.